Still shaloi l'shma. It's a regular avodah like any other avodah. We have not learned any chilik according to the Rabbanan between not only that and Daf Dalad. The Gemara actually brought that halacha is part of Kabbalah. The Gemara said the fact that the Torah was talking about halacha and the Torah called it Balash and Kabbalah to tell you that all the halachas of Kabbalah, when the Gemara was learning shaloi l'shma, the Gemara said, how do we know shaloi l'shma? Puzzles. And one of the Makairis there in the Gemara was that the Torah called halacha Kabbalah. But, so, l'chaira, according to the Rabbanon, there's not even an aleph beis of a shaila. Why in the world would you think that halacha should be kosher? Which, l'maisa, according to Rav Chisda, halacha bizar is kosher. Just like, l'chatchila, not p'tiyevet. L'chatchila, halacha bizar is kosher. That is, okay, Ari, we're good. Halacha is kosher. L'chatchila by azar. It doesn't seem to make any sense. If you look at the Karen Ayer here, Karen Ayer doesn't ask it the way we were asking. He asks it differently. He says, why is Abaye Dan rak l'gabi psul zah v'loy l'gabi shah psulim? Yeah. In other words, his question is, the way the Karen Ayer is asking it, is why think about Zohar? Think about any psul. Any psul. Maybe any psul should be kosher. Why that? We're coming from the other angle, but it's the same question, which is that there is no reason in the world to say that a Zohar should be kosher for Halach. There's no, where you're coming from with that. Zich if you hold like the Rabbanon. Now, even if you hold like Rav Shimon, right, which holds that Halach is not an avodah for Shaloi Lishma, still no grounds to say that it should be kosher bizarre. Very possible not. But if Rav Chisda would have had a shayla alibid Rav Shimon, at least we would have understood. Rav Chisda is coming in. He's saying, you Rav Shimon, you were mechadish. That since halacha is efshalavatla, so it's not a worthy avoida to have shaloi l'shma. So what do you say about Azar? Okay, then we could shvitz. But ayoyis that Rav Chisda is not going that way. He's going alibid hilchasa. He's going according to the Rabbanan that we hold that halacha is pasul shaloi l'shma like all other avodas. So what's going on here? What's the nafka mina? Now the truth is in Yume, on daf mem ches amud beis, the Gemara has a similar shaila about halacha, but now l'gabi zor, over there, the Gemara brings an azah shaila. Halacha b'smoil ma'am. The Gemara has a shaila of small as makif. In other words, using your left hand. For all avodas, you have to use your right hand. The Gemara's a shaila. So over there, Taka Tosis on the sugya, Tosis asks, "Halei dosha v'krivus u'kabal sadam v'nema b'loshan elocha l'lamish elocha b'chlal kabbalah." And mele kabbalah b'small posel. So Tosis there in Yuma gives a very limited teretz. He says that since we find on Yom Kippur, the kohen when he carries the kaf, he's carrying using his two hands. So he carries the kaf besmoiloi, right? When he's carrying the kaf into the Kodesh. Zok down. So therefore you see, she'ine b'chlal kabbalah chol dover. So that's the Gemara. So Tosfos there in Yuma gives a limited answer that why there's a tzad to say that small should be kosher because we have a mokar, Yom Kippur, there's an isolated event where the Torah was machshir small for halacha, by halacha sakav. So therefore, we see there's a hole. The Karen Ayra capitalizes on that. So the Karen Ayra says, he says that maybe this is his uptight. She says it could be. He says that the Gemara wanted to make a dimyan. She's like small is anywhere lavoidu kizar. Memela maybe who adin halacha. Kemoish a small kosher by lachas akav. That's his needed. This is what he wants to say. He says, and therefore, that's where the Karen Ayer comes around. He says, therefore, the Gemara had a tzad, even according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold halacha as yef shalavakla, and they all there's no difference in halacha and anything else. So where's Rav Chisda coming from? Rav Chisda is coming from the angle that just like small is also like a Zohar, right? Small is like a Zohar, and small is kosher by Halacha on Yom Kippur, but the Kaf. So who are then? That was Rav Chisda Shaila. There are many reasons why I have difficulty understanding this Keren Ora. Forgetting the actual Svarim and Yesh Lid and Tuva, what's the Shaychus between the small on which the Torah was Machshir, Beferish on Yom Kippur, to go and say that Mela, from there we know Halacha. It's very, the Dimion is, but besides for that, I find it very adoich gadol ma'od to learn that Rav Chisda's Shaila is based on that sugya, because then Rav Chisda belongs in Yuma. If Rav Chisda's coming from all, he's nothing to do with our sugya, Efshalavatli, everything we've been talking about till now. Rav Chisda's coming with a different idea. He's coming, we find in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara has a Shaila about small. And the reason why they want a child about small is because on Yom Kippur, the machta, the Kohen Gadol carries b'smoloi. On that note, comes Rav Chisda, and he has a shaila. What about Hilocha Bazaar? If in fact that's pshat in our whole sugya, so really has nothing to do with our sugya. We've been dealing with Hilocha being a different type of avoda because of Shalavatla, Shalav Lishma, Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. What does have to do with the Vosotas? What does have to do with the with our sugya? But again, that's why I don't really understand this mahalach of the Keren Ora, that our sugya is really riding on the sugya over there. So Rav Chisda says, it's kosher. The raya that he brings, you'll see, is a raya that he holds it's kosher l'chatchila. He holds that's the way they were knowing in the Beis Hamikdash, that they would do halacha bizarre. Zokteh, because it says in the pasuk, shenema v'yishchutu v'sa pasach, shteit in pasuk, v'yizriku ha-koyanim mi-yodom, v'alevim afshitim. So he says like this, it says v'yizriku ha-koyanim mi-yodom. It's mashman at the shochtim, were the ones that brought the blood to the koyanim. That's how he's learning in the beginning. Right? The shochtim brought the blood. Even though clearly there's a Kabbalah in the middle. So what's the Torah coming to say? That the Torah is coming to say that the Zohar brought it to the Kohen in order to spritz. Fine. So that's his point. Bekitzah, comes out from Rav Chisda L'chayra that mamish l'chatchila 100% the Zohar is l'chatchila kosher without any clear explanation. So you should know there's a ragged shavir mefanech tfunus. I think he also was bothered with what I'm asking, which is that where does the shayla come from according to Rav Chisda Tzimaskone? It's not a shayla. Rav Chisda holds like that l'maisa. Where in the world is he coming from? What's pshat in this? The Ragged Shovel has a shayla, a libido of Chizda. What about if a monkey does a loch? Efshar Kaif could also do a loch. So the Ragged Shovel, Fanech Tzvunes, he says like this. Zokte Azeh. The Yesh Lahayim Bedas of Chizda. Because he's going even like the Rabbanan that hold halacha as avodah shi'ef shalavatla or has a din of avodah shi'ef shalavatla, right? That halacha is not different than any other avodah. He says if that's the case, shesheichtem afilu rochik mehamizbech, and that's it. He says ul rav chizda ein bezadin kuna afilu rabbanan shemachshava poiselas. He says, if that's the case, he says, Uludvorov Yeshloimar, Shane Ella Kamaisi Koif. Laakri Vesadam, Lemizbeach. It's just a way to get the blood close to the Mizbeach. Sagt er, that can't be. Sagt er, Hakovas Koif vada yene lishmo. Hakovas Koif is vada yene lishmo. We're going now, Aliba de Rabbana. That if you have in mind shaloi lishmo b'shas hakrova, the korban is possible. Right? Or it's shaloi lishmo, whatever it is. If it's a chatas, a pesach, it's possible. Right? Zok te ragit shovel, so it's not a koif. It's not a maisa koif of bringing the blood closer to the mizbeach. Because if it's a maisa koif, then shaloi lishmo can't make it possible. The fact that we're going now, Aliba de Rabbana, and that's how Rav Chisda holds l'maisa. Rav Chisda holds Aliba de Rabbanon. You could do a loch a bizar l'chatchila. That's how they did it in the Beis Hamikdash. No better raya in the Beis Hamikdash. That's how they did it. Zokter Raget Shover. Then Shalul Shmo should also be kosher. Elamai, no, you need a loch, and you need a loch l'shmo. So then, where's he coming from? He doesn't explain the Raget Shover. He's ma'orer that. Don't make a mistake to learn the Gemara that according to Rav Chisda, Epis HaKrov, Halacha is nothing more than getting the blood to the Mizbech. It's not like that. Because if that's the way it would be, there wouldn't be a Psal Shaloi Lishmo. Right? So the Melech like Tavadi, you need a Ben Adam, and you need Lishmo, and you need Alamaisis. The only thing is you don't need a Koyin. For no apparent reason, you don't need a Koyin. And it's L'chatchila, you don't need a Koyin. Okay. Come again, weiter. Schritte. So the Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Sheshes. It's a Mishnah Klor, not like that. The next parak, Zor, Oinim, Shikr, Balmum. All of these psulim are possible by Kabbalah, by Hilacha, by Zrika possible. Everything from Schritte on, V'chein, Yoshev, V'chein, Smile. It's Yufte. You know, not so for Chizda. Gemara shlugs up for Chizda. The Mishnah seems to say clear not like a Chizda. Zok the Gemara for Chizda Chokoma. It's a pasuk. Pasuk is mashma. Vayizruku haKohanim miYadom, that the Kohanim took the blood from the Zor, from the Shachtim, and the Shachtim was Zorim. Says the Gemara, no, the Avidi Maisi Yitzdebe. The Machlekes Rishonim exactly what Avidi Maisi Yitzdebe. Some learn it means literally like they were like a shelf. They didn't move at all. The Yisrael didn't move at all. They held the blood and then they gave it to the Kohen. They were nothing more than a Maisi Yitzdebe Ba'alman. That's the way some learn. And others learn that there was a Kabbalah, a Halacha from the Kohanim, because there has to be a Halacha from the Kohanim first. And then they gave it to the Shachtim, the Zorim, and then the Kohanim Acherim went and took it from the Zohar. Basically, the Zohar were the monkey in the middle. It was the Kabbalah, proper Kabbalah from Kohanim, proper Halacha from Kohanim. Then it was given. Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi mashma that the Maisa Yitzdebe was right away. Okay? Now, Rabbeinu Chananel and Yume actually learns that the Yisraelim brought the blood to the Mizbech. But they had a row of Yisraelim, and one handed it to the other, which is really going to be telling you the sugi we're going to do next year, which is Halacha Shaloi Beregel. That we're not going to go into today. Halacha Shaloi Beregel is not called Halacha. Okay, but this is what Rabbeinu Chananel learns, that they were in a row. But Al Kuponim, the Gemara is saying the Zohar, they didn't do Halacha through the Zohar. Okay. So Rav Chisda holds Halacha Bezar Ksheira for no, we have no explanation why he holds that way. And the Mishnah says, Klor, that's possible. The Gemara comes out not like Rav Chisda. So Rabbi Rav Yosef have a pshara shita. Rabbi and Rav Yosef the Amitavayu Halacha Bezor Dach Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Shimon Omar Avoyde Shef Shalavat Lav Avoyde Ksheira Bezor Rabbanan Psule. Okay, they hold that according to the Rabbanan it's taka possible. Why is it possible? So that's either because according to the Rabbanan so if you look at Rashi here, the Ramaschal Vaho, he says, Rabbi Rav Yosef both hold the time of my mother, Mishum Sheyef Shalavatla. In the Rambam, okay, in Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Chof Gimel, we have this in the Mar Mekoymes here, he says, Halacha Shaloi Beregel Ani Halacha, Lefikach Koyen Shekibla Adam, V'homa Bim Koymoi V'zor Koylim Izbeach, Nifsal Azevach. So from the Rambam here in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim is Mashma, he says clearly, he seems to learn you must do. So it's not that the Rabbanon argue with Rav Shimon and they hold Avodah Shef Shalavatla is still an Avodah. They hold that you must do Halacha. And Tak, if you shecht right next to the Mizbeach, it's Tak a Posse. As I said to Rama, if you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, Mishamelech says clear. Da, shenira midas rabenu, shalkoponim tzorech hiluch. Vafilu shoyche betzalam izbeach, ene yochalamed bimkoyma velizroi kadam, elo tzorech lahalech ma'ad velizroi kadeh lakayim mitzvaseloch. Vimloi hoylich adam beregel, elo zorkoi beloi helochas regel, nifsal azevach. Nochtem zogt er that as long as you have a little bit of a hiloch, it's good enough. Meaning, you could walk a little bit, and then you could start handing it from one person to the other, which would be the way to learn like a Beinu Hananel or whatever. That's a potential. But that's the Azayz of the Mishlmach. So Mishlmach understands from Rambam that the Rabbanan also hold Avodah Shef Shalavatla is not an Avodah. The Rabbanan happened to hold that you taka need to do it, which is similar to Rashi. The way Rashi reads in our sugya, that Halacha is avoid the sheyef shalavat according to the Rabbon. So in other words, everybody agrees avoid the sheyef shalavat is not an avoida. But the machlokes Rabbon of Shimon is whether you actually have to do Halacha. That's the mashmois, and that's taka. The mashmois of the Teres Kahanim is also like that. It's mashmois that's the mahalach. Now in the Pirush Mishnayis La Rambam, he says not like that. He says clearly that according to the Rabbanon, even though it's F Shalavatla, it's still an Avodah. So you have to know how to bridge the gap, whether it's Takastira or not. Now, if you look in the Shita Mukubetzes by us, Ois Beis, so you'll see that the Shita Mukubetzes, he learns differently. The Shita Mukubetzes seems to learn that even according to Rashi, it's taka. You do have to do it. Look at Ois Beis. For shchita, pirusha kuntus nihidu rabbanon ovdu efsha kishi efsha. Bikomokam leposel zobay loch asher yesh avodah sheyefsha lavakla. He seems to learn you don't have to do aloch, according to Rashi. Really, you could check the behemah right next to the mizbech, and then you won't have to do aloch at all. But since there are times where you have to do halacha, the Hainu, if you shecht it far from the Mizbeach, Rabbanan Avzi, they learn Efsha from Efsha. That's what he says. Oshu Efsha ki Efsha. That's according to the Shita Mukubetzes in Alibid Rashi. So now the Gemara has a kasha like this. Omaluhu. So, Asabaya. He asked, how could you tell me that it's totally in Ef Shalavatla, Ef Shalavatla? So according to you, yeah, what about Shechita? Shechita is Ef Shalavatla. And still it's Ksheri Bazaar. Right? Shechita doch Ef Shalavatla. And it's still Ksheri Bazaar. Omaluhu, for Shechita davoidish Ef Shalavatla, Ksheri Bazaar. And it's still Kosher Bazaar. So what's going on? What's the pshat in them? Should be possible. L'daitchem, it should be possible, bizarre. You're saying that halacha is totally if it's efshel avatla, efshel avatla. If you hold it's efshel avatla, then halacha is kosher, bizarre. If it's efshel avatla. If it's efshel avatla, it's possible, bizarre. So l'daitchem, shchita should be possible, bizarre. So they hand zakte azay. Omalei, shchita lav avoidehi. Shchita is not an avoideh. What's my shchita lava voide? It's a lot of avoide. The one is going to ask for paraduma. Asking more of a lawyer. How can you shchita is not avoide? This is a very difficult shakla v'tari. The one brings a raya from paraduma that shchita is an avoide. Because you see, by paraduma, you need a coin. Pasuk says, "Elozu v'chukah k'sivba." Omer Rav Allah that it says, "Shchitas por p'sula." Shchitas por is bizar p'sula. Omer Rav Allah, "Elozu v'chukah k'sivba." Emel it's ma'akev. So you see that it's ma'akev by poradume. Zokteh shani por berak abayisi. And what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz? Berak abayis. Ultimately, the Gemara is a kavu chayim, affecting my other rabbi. Says the Gemara, what do you mean it's a berak abayis? For like cold the kano, the hakol shekain. Kosh berak abayis havi avoyde, kosh is berak lav avoyde. In other words, we're bringing a raya for paraduma that shchita is yes an avoyde. For raya, it's ma'akev to use a koyin. Says the Gemara, that's kosh berak abayis. Paraduma is not really, it doesn't have a din kol. Paraduma is like a kosh berak abayis. So Gemara, what is the kavu chayim? So if either by kosher berak abayis, you need a koyin. So what's the shakal v'tayin of the Gemara? What's the back and forth of the Gemara? The Gemara, the Gemara says, "Omav shishi b'chaydi ravad ravidi midi davi maros negoyim de lav avoidi by kohune." Idach the zel bezach, the same thing over here. Right, it's just tama plia. Stama plea. What's the dimyut in the goyim? The Gemara's question was that l'chori you see from paradum that shchita is an avoda. You need a coin for shchita, right? The Gemara said, "Well, it's berak abayis." Gemara says, "So what is berak abayis? Make a kol shekain. If by berak abayis it's an avoda, so surely it's an avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, right?" Zokte the Gemara name. L'chayre, the Gemara is saying, the shak of Atayah in the Gemara, L'chayre, is, why do you need a koyim by paraduma? Do you need a koyim by paraduma because you need a tavoida? Has a shame avoida? If that's the case, then you can make a kol shekain. If it has a shame avoida by berak abayis, surely it has a shame avoida by kobonis. That's something more name. It's not me din better kabayas. It's not me din avoid. It's me din. It's not even me din better kabayas, really. It's me din koyim, just like Maris Nagoyim. Me di dave Maris Nagoyim. That's what he says. Comes. It's not an avoid of a chlal. You need a koyim, else you need a koyim. You need a gavru with a koyim. It's not me din avoid. The koyim is not doing avoid. Just like when a kohen paskins on a nega, he's not doing an avoida. Batsam a kohen will be able to paskin on a nega even balayla. It happens to be this ikish rivim l'negoyim. And there's a whole psukim that you think he's supposed to do b'yoyim. But Bamas is, the din nega is not an avoida. Right? The Gemara shakal v'tari is maybe the din. The whole nidin here in the Gemara is very, very difficult. Shakal v'tari. Now, the Hava Mina, the Maskon of the Gemara, also L'chayr doesn't work. Because Maris Negoyim, the Kohen's Zichah not doing an Avoid. He's paskening. Kohen's not doing anything that resembles an Avoid. And I'll bring you a Raya. Tosfos Yishonim comes in Maseches Yumin. Over there in the Sugi Memches. Tosfos Yishonim says that Shchitas Paraduma to Uno Big Day Kuhuna. Because the kohen is doing shayrus, he's working. He needs to have big day kuhuna. No, 1 second. So you see that the begodim, the big day kuhuna only needed for avoida. Big day kuhuna not needed by negoyim. The kohen doesn't have to wear his begodim because he's not doing a pateras avoida. The kohen's giving a psak aloch. Right, right. So therefore, you see clearly that there's a distinction. How could the Gemara say midi davi amaris negoyim? There's a tremendous difference in Maharis Negoyim. Maharis Negoyim is not Sheiris at all. You don't need Big Day Kuhn. Big Day Kuhn is only a Tanai and Avoida. You're not hearing what I'm saying. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Poradume. Poradume shchitas, Poradume needs a kohen. Stam, you have to know what the Gemara's raya is. Why did the Gemara slug up the raya? Very simple. Why did the Gemara say, well, Poradume needs a kohen? Right? A regular avodah based on English doesn't need a kohen, shchita. It's a raya if there's no dimyon. Forget anything. Make it a dina pircha. Right? Mimokam shabasa. What are you telling me? That paraduma can't be more chomer than the Beis Hamikdash avoida. It's berek abayis. So if it's an avoida by berek abayis, surely it's an avoida of the Beis Hamikdash. Shlog it up minei obey. Paraduma, you need a kohen for shechita, and by kashim, you don't need a kohen. You don't need a kohen. Grab Yisrael. Yisrael could check.
But the purpose of the
shchita is different. I'm not going off. I'm trying to stay in the Gemara. The Gemara is not going with purposes. The Gemara is bringing black and white. The Gemara is saying we have a raya from Paradum. I'm going with the Mahalach Machshav of the Gemara. If I go out of the Mahalach Machshav of the Gemara, I have a lot to say. I'm just going with the shakal v'tayir of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, we have a kal v'choymer. The kal v'choymer is that if l'gabi paradume, shchit is called an avoida. Kol shekein, and that's only called shebedek abayis. First, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from paradume. He was saying, well, paradume is only called shebedek abayis. So you have to know what that shakal v'tayir is. But then the Gemara says, no, so it's a kol shekein. If by paradume you need a koyim, it's called an avoda. Kol shekein by shchitas kachim beis hamikdash. So I'm telling you, what do you mean kol shekein? You see, paradum is more chamer because paradum needs a kohen by shchita, and kachim doesn't need a kohen by shchita. Whatever you're going to explain to me why, it's fine, but it knocks off the kal v'chomer. In other words, you're already giving me explanations why. I understand, but the Kavuchim is up Kishlon. That's what I'm trying to say. No, Kavuchim is knocked off.
The Gemara started off, the whole Shaila was, is it not right? It says, Amalei, Shechita lav avoided.
Right.
It's not an avoided. So if you're going to tell me that Korah Aguma, the Shechita, is an avoided, then you have to carry out the avoided through. And so therefore it should be by a Mizbeach, is also an avoided. You can't upslug it from the fact of saying that Shechita by regular kachim
Oh, so it's one second. So that's where I'm going now. So what's the Gemara? Al Korcho, how do you have to learn the Gemara? Al Korcho, the Gemara is saying like this. Avade Paraduma is different than Kachim. And Avade, that the Gemara knew. Avade Paraduma is different by Kachim. V'horaya, you need a Kohen. By regular Kachim, you don't need a Kohen for Shechita. So that we know. And Avada, we know we can't learn one from the other. The halachas of one to the other. All we're doing is we're making a Gilui Milsa. Gilui Milsa. The fact that we see that you need a koyin by a shchitas poradum must be it's an avoda because there's no other explanation that you should need a koyin. Right? There's no other explanation. So the Gemara knew that there's a difference between poradum and kashrim. That the Gemara already knew. The Gemara was only using Paraduma not as a melaf, not as a to teach me, but the Gemara was only using Paraduma as a gilui milse, that it must be that the shchita of karbonis is called an avoida, because if it's not called an avoida, how in the world would you need it by Paraduma? Fact that you need a kohen must, so that's what we're doing. We're not trying to learn the halachas Paraduma to kachrim, because we know there's differences. Right? So the Gemara says no. Shani Benekabayas, Shani Paradum and Kosher Benekabayas. So what's the Gemara saying? L'chayre, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's not avoid. It's for a different reason. So what's the Gemara's law of Kol D'cheinu? What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara already answered. Well, no, that's not why you need a kohen over there. It's not me to avoid it. It's out something else because it's better kabayas. So what's the Gemara's called again? The Teretz says, al kochach you have to say, that the Gemara is saying is no. Even though Paradum is kosher better kabayas, and even though Paradum has its own halachas, very similar to what the Brisker Rav says. If you look, we have a Brisker Rav in the Maamar Kaimis, where the Brisker Rav says that the Torah calls the Paradum a chatas, right? To tell you it has a din of kachrim. That's why you have to do it lishma. So the Brisker Rav, I think it's here. Yes, you have it. The Griz. The Riz Halevi here. Parag Dalami Paradum. Yeah? So he says, if you go to the where he says Vishamati, by the dot there, by the period, Vishamati the Taretz Peshem Adoni Moir Varabi, Hagon Achosit. The Rambam, he's saying this from Abchaim, the Rambam Lekosi Alo Mikoich Dim Psu Machshova, Kim on the Pog Hachay Bera Baisi, Kein Nimtze Bika Hakadosho, Les Poklal Shem Chatos. The Kol Adin Chatos, Tzorich Lochu Bisha Shchite. Okay? Meaning, Paraduma, you makdash it, you're not makdash it as a korban. You makdash it as better kabayas. That's what Chaim is saying. Really, it's better kabayas. But when you shecht it, you're shechting it betoiras chatos. And that's why Shaloi Lushmo is possible, that's why it has the halachas of chatos. Okay? That's what he said. So, l'chayra, that's what the Gemara means, v'lav kol dekenu. What does the Gemara mean by v'lav kol dekenu? True, paraduma is better kabayis, and it's not like the rest of kach. But, the shechit is being done as a chatas. And that's why you need a kohen. So it is an avoider. So, madach, shechita of something which only has kedushas better kabayis, you're just shechting it as a korban. It's called an avoida. So kol shekein l'chor, that's how you have to learn our Gemara. Mamish like this brisker up. True, it's better kabayas. True, it's kachay better kabayas. But the fact is that the shchit of the paraduma is being done as a shchit of kachay. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? No. Midi d'havi amaris negoy? No, that's not true. It's not midi d'havi amaris negoy. It's as a avoida. And just to put the cherry on top, to put the crown on top of this problem, is the fact that you need Big Day Kahuna. By Paradumi you need Big Day Kahuna. By Maris Negoim, you don't need Big Day Kahuna. You know what the difference is? Because Paradumi you're doing it Pateras Avoida. Chatasi. Tosfos Yerushalmi says clearly, you should know, this is such a plea that Chazon Ish actually argues with the Tosfos Yerushalmi, and he says, you don't need Big Day Kahuna. Doesn't argue, but he says, how could it be? He says, if you need Big Day Kahuna, what's pshat in our Gemara? Chazon Ish says, this Chazon Ish is found here in Paradum, Maseches Pora, Perek Ches. So Chazon Ish, it's a plea on the Tosfos Yerushalmi b'yumish, Shechitas Pora, tune Big Day Kahuna. So Baron Leib, he says, Omar Fushleime, Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann, he says, Al Korchach, there's a difference between Paradum and Maris Negoy. Paradum, you're doing something to the Heftze. Which, namely, you're doing like an Avoid, you're being Makadish the Heftze. So there you need Big Day Kahuna. By Negoy, he's just paskening. But Rav Aaron Leib is not helping me for my problem. So what's Pshat in our Sugya? Why is our Gemara saying, Midi da'avi amaris negoyim. It's different than maris negoyim. Over here, it's a gather of shchitas kodshim, and maris negoyim is a gather of paskening a shaila.
But both of them are not in avoyim. That's what the Lord is saying. Both of them are not in avoyim. Even if you need big day.
Over here, you're doing it betoiras avoyim. That's the reason why you need big day kuna. Why do you need big day kuna? Because chatas kai rachmana. What's the explanation? Why, in fact, do you need Big Day Kahuna? Because Chatas Kari Rachmana. Chatas Kari Rachmana.
You're doing it. But the Shechita itself is not an Avoda. It's not Shechita. It's not Shechita.
He's not doing nothing by Nagoyim.
He's not doing anything.
He's paskening a shaila. And that's why you don't need big day kuna. Because all he's doing is paskening a shaila. And the reason why you need big day kuna by paraduma, is the reason why you do why you need avoy by big day kuna, is because the shchita is like a shchita's kutshim.
But a big day kuna doesn't make it an avoy.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. It's the other way around. There is no pasuk. There is no pasuk that says you need big day kahuna by paraduma. You know why you need big day kahuna by paraduma? Because it's shechitas kodshim. you're going up the wrong ladder. If there would be a pasuk that you need big day kahuna, then I could start analyzing. Well, why do you need big day kahuna? Do you need big day kahuna outside void, or do you need big day kahuna for some other reason? And Zev, the Goyen Reb Zev could come up with all nuclear svaris. Of why, and I don't mean that, I mean that positively, why that is the case. But that's not the way it is. There is no pasuk that says you need big day kahuna by paraduma. The Tosis Yeshanim is saying that since it's an avoida, we have no mocker that you need big day kahuna. Tosis Yeshanim is saying that since, the only way to explain the Tosis Yeshanim is that since shchitas paraduma is like shchitas kachim, exactly like the briskerov is saying from his father, Reb Chaim, that although the paraduma has kedushas berak abayas, but you shecht it as a korban, memela you need big day kuhuna. So what I'm saying is very simple: is the avoid is what's making you need big day kuhuna. It's not that you need big day kuhuna. Now we could try to find a creative way why the big day kuhuna doesn't have to do with avoida. We have no source that you need big day kuhuna. So our only source that you should need big day kuhuna is opening up our ma'aseh korbanos. That's our source. So we go back to the Gemara's problem. Which the Gemara's problem was lav kol dekenu. If kotshe berak abayis, shchit is called an avoida. So kol shekain is called an avoida lagabi kotshim, which are not kotshe berak abayis. That's the problem. And that's why Chazni shows us such a peli. He says that's not how it works. So the Chazanish Taka wants to learn our Gemara very dry. It's Taka not. It's not an avoider. It's Taka not. It's not like Kochim. It's not like this Reb Chaim. And you Taka don't need big day kuhuna. Then at least I have a mahalich. If you don't learn like Reb Chaim, like Reb Chaim, and you don't learn like the Tosis Yeshanim and Yuma, then at least I have an approach. I could say, according to the conclusion, that's the need in the Gemara. The Havmin of the Gemara is like Reb Chaim. Right? When the Gemara says, Lav kol dechenu, the Gemara is going like Reb Chaim. That's a getter of Shechita's kachim. Teretz says, no, midi d'havi amaris negoyim. Right? But the problem is that the Tosis Yishonim seems to solidify Reb Chaim's Kiddush. Because Tosis Yishonim is saying, Yitak ani big day kuhuna. Which is precisely why the Chazanish has problem. He doesn't understand the way the Tosis Yishonim is learning, what's going on. Now, These are the smaller problems. The bigger problem in our sugya is what does this mean, shchita lav avoidu? What does even the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that? The Gemara says, let's bring a raya from shchita. The Gemara says, well, shchita lav avoidu. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says shchita lav avoidu? So if you look Tosfos by us, this is a very strange thing Tosfos says by us. Tosfos says by us, what does it mean, shchita lav avoidu? So if you look, he says, very, very difficult. Shechita lav avoidu. So he brings out an unbelievable thing from the Rio Orleans. He says, what does it mean it's not an avoida. So he says, it's like shchitas chulin. You see what he says? He says, V'arav Rabbeinu Yankif the Orleans. First he starts saying, you never find that shchita needs a kohen ever, anywhere, it's not. He says like this, V'arav Rabbeinu Yankif the Orleans mefaresh, right? Lav avoidi, lefi sheshove bechulin ubekotshin. It's the same. In Cain, listen to this lashon. This is like a marafas igra. Lav mitam avoido tzivo hamokom shchite. It's not mitam avoido. See, the simple reading of Tosfos is it's like shchitas chulin. Right? Just like shchitas chulin. So really, it's not a new din. It's not a new kodshim halacha. Not a new kodshim halacha. Is that so? Not a new kodshim halacha. What about all the halachas? Lishma, pigul. You want to start? We'll make a shopping list if you want. We'll make a long shopping list. Misasik. You could go ganshas. Of all the chilukim that there are by shchitas kodshim. Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua, right? Ben Pekua doesn't need a shchita because he's nita b'shchita sima. It's possible by kachem. You know why it's possible by kachem? Because you need shchita. Yeah, I thought you only need shchita al shchita schulin. Al shchita schulin, it's nita b'shchita sima. I mean, we could be a reichel now and just go through all the cases. That the rear leans is saying it's a regular halacha. It's like chulin, shchitas chulin. That's what he says.
It's not a
machshir. Tosfos says the Rabbi Yankov Mirlin says the reason why you need shchita by kachim is for the same reason that you need shchita by chulin, namely to make it ois nevela. Right? It's not true. Forget it. Forget that. It's not true. Because Shechita Mesasik is possible by Chulun. Possible by Kosher. Kosher by Chulun. Why is it Kosher by Chulun? Why is it Kosher by Chulun? Because the Maisa Shechita takes it. It's Ois Nevela. By the way, by Kosher, it's also Ois Nevela. You just don't. You're not Makayim Shechita's Kosher. It's not that by Kosher it doesn't make it Ois Nevela. Doesn't make it nice today. Of course. But Shechitas, Nisasik, B'Shechitas Kodshim is possible. You know why? Because it's not a get of Shechitas Chulun. It's a get of Shechitas Kodshim, which is an Avoida. Shalei Lishmo, apostles. Ben Pekua is like a glaring Raya. Ben Pekua is an animal that has a heter from Shechitas Imoy. Doesn't need a Machshir of Shechitas. Shechting it is nothing. There's no need to shecht it. Yeah? Possible by kachem. You know why? Because you need to do shechita midin kachem. Not midin chul. Kams toises. He says it's shavu l'chulin. It's not true. It's not shavu l'chulin. Chulin, shechita is only to be moitzi midin nevela. And by kachem, there's a din shechita. There is no shaychus to shechita's kachem. Shechitas Chulin has different halachas, different. And taka, Shechitas Chulin is only being moitzi midei nevela. That's the purpose of it. Moitzi midei nevela.
What would happen if you had no lishma before you did the shechita? Are they even shaykh as an animal, no lishma? Would that possible? Of course not. You first have to do the
shechita.
You have to start the
shechita
to be
machshir v'avoida.
Then
I don't know what you're saying. Shaloi lishma only passes by the dalet avoidas. What would happen if you say, Hareini moilich dam zeh shaloi lishma? Not during halacha, after you shechted it. The blood is in the cup. Hareini moilich dam zeh shaloi lishma. And then you did it lishma. Kosher. You know why? Shaloi lishma only passes during an avoida. And actually, it does pass during shechita because it is an avoida. Shaloi lishma passes by shechita. Why? Because it's an avoida. Pigul passes by shechita. You know why? Because it's an avoida. Ben Paku is puzzle. You know why? Because you can't do avoida shechita. You want to go on? Because it's almost ridiculous to talk about it. It's like Dvarim Shel Mabakach to talk about it. What does the real leans mean? What does the real leans mean? So if Chatzkel Abramsky seemingly is bothered by this kasha, if Chatzkel Abramsky on Zvochim, in his Likutim here, so I have it here, I don't know, I don't think we have one in the shul, but he goes on to say, he's obviously bothered by this. He brings down to us, Harav Avinu Yankif to Elin's Mefarish. Lav Avoidi, Lefisha Shove, Bechulin Vekotchim. It's hard to even read those words. Lefisha Shove, Bechulin Vekotchim. So to Pratskel, Achaloi Shamin and Har Beidinim Shehin Rak Beshchitas Kotchim. Ve'einam Beshchitas Chulin. Shchitas koshim tuna klisheres. Ayin toises rish perakeis in mekoim. Okay? Zokteo. Afilo l'Rabakiva. Rabakiva holds that in the Midbar, for the 40 years we were in the Midbar, you didn't need to do shchita. Bosa nechira was good. Rabakiva holds that we first got the tzivui of shchita after we came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Which means that the meat that we had in the Midbar, didn't need shchita, just kill it. No nevela. Zok to Pchatzkel, Rebbe Kiva, afilu Rebbe Kiva, ha-sevish lo instav ala shchita, ayin b'chulun daf yud zayin, yeah, you still need, mikomokam, kochim shani, dichsi v'shoch adus ben abaka. The Gemara says clearly in Mesechus chulun daf yud zayin, when the Gemara brings down Rebbe Kiva shchita, that Rebbe Kiva holds that shchita is not makiv, in the 40 years in the Midbar, the Gemara says, "Mikomokim kotshim shani." The chesiv is shochad as ben abokar. It's an avoda. What's going on here? How could the rear leans is saying it's shave, and the Gemara in Chulin is saying the words kotshim shani. It's like there's a Gemara before Rashi's that says a lot like Tosfos. Tosfos Chulin and kotshim are the same. Now open up Chulin Yudzayin Amid Beis, kotshim shani. It's never in a rise. It's never in a rise. So he says as follows. I'll read you his words. For Yesh Loima, Hosh a Kosov of Yankov to Lins, the Shechita Lav Avoidi, Lefisha Shova Bechulin Vekoshim, Rotzaloima, Kaloima, Kishem Shebechulin Ashchita Machsheres as Abosala Achila. Right? Shechita is just there. To be avada has a different function. Avada has a different function. Chulin has one. Chulin is there to be matter the meat that you could eat it, make it shouldn't be tome. He says bekotchim hashchito machsheres es hadam laavoid as kotchim. The ein hashchito bekotchim avoid shel akrovas akom shehi sheiros. He, Reb Chaskel Abramsky now became a Tana de Dorish Mikre. He became a Tana Darshaning Psukim. Shegus, Avoida Shel Shegus. It's a different, it's an Avoida. It's an Avoida for Pigul, it's an Avoida for Lishmor, it's an Avoida for everything, yeah? But it's Avoida Shel Shegus. Avoida Shel Shegus doesn't need, it's not Avoida Shel Shegus. It is an Avoida Shel Shegus. It's, the Rimi Orleans is telling us it's like Chulin. He's saying he doesn't mean that. He means there's some other similarity. It has an objective. It's different than the other avodas. Has an objective. It's an objective. I could say everything like that. Kabbalah is only there as a machshir adam for zrika. And that I even have a gemara to support what I just said. So Kabbalah is not really an avodah shel sheres. Kabbalah is just there to be machshir a blood to spritz on the mizbeach. Hoylach is just there to be machshir the blood to spritz on the mizbech. I could say dish tickle terev of chatzkel about everything except for zrika, except finality. Everything else is just being machshir. So you'll be able to do the final avodah.
One shkita is there. Everything else now is the terev avodah. It's no longer machshir.
That's not true. The Gemara says that Kabbalah is machshir the dam for zrika. That means without Kabbalah, the blood is unworthy to be spritzed. Just like a ben pekuah that you just killed, and it's not an avela, it's not worthy to be makriv the flesh or the blood on the mizbeach. Why? Because the shechita is machshir the meat and the blood. And the Kabbalah is machshir the blood to be spritzed on the mizbeach. You decided that.
No, shechita starts
Who decided that? You decided that. How do you know the Rebbeinu Shem decided that? Ain't able to be a Navi. I mean, if you're a Navi, observe, I hold you a Goyim, but a Navi not.
The Raya is Ben
Pekur.
The
Raya
is Ben
Pekur. Ben Pekur's a
Raya for killed. No, on the contrary, because why? What you're missing in Ben Pekur
is Shechita.
Is
and what you're missing in blood, and what you're missing in blood that you want Makabal and a Kli is Kabbalah.
Okay, but that's not
okay. Pateras Machshir. The Gemara says that's Pateras Machshir. The Gemara says Kabbalah is Machshir and Damla Zrika. And you're saying it's not Pateras Machshir. Tanu Polik. The Gemara says Kabbalah is Machshir, the blood for Zrika. Tana Zev. Loi. Kabbalah avoidahi, for love me din hechsha. Zev tanu polik. Ah, you're tanu, they nishke guys like Kash. Zev tanu polik. I don't get what's going on. If we didn't have our Gemara, we're trying now to be in the Yashiv, the Shurakite, we have an our Gemara. So we're saying all kinds of vaita zachen. I mean, this is the Reb Chatzko himself is kvetching.
This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
He's saying there's something called a machshir of kachin. It has din of kachin. Our Gemara's problem is that l'chayra, since it's EF shalavakla, you should need a kohen. And if you don't need a kohen, the Gemara doesn't have a problem that you don't need a kohen. The Gemara is just saying, if you don't need a kohen for shechita, then who had the nailocha, you shouldn't need a kohen. That's where our Gemara is coming from. Our Gemara is not coming to rewrite kachim. Our Gemara is just saying, we had a shayla earlier, halacha. Does it need a kohen? Does it not need a kohen? Rav Chisda said, halacha doesn't need a kohen either. Halacha doesn't need a kohen either. And Zev, halacha is easier to understand than shechita. Because halacha, taka, what's halacha doing? It's nothing more than getting the blood to the mizbeach. That's the ragachev, maybe a monkey should be good. Yeah? Halacha doesn't. So the Gemara says no. If your old halacha is EF shalavatla, then you need a kohen, because that's the criteria. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean? Shechita is EF shalavatla. You don't need a kohen. We have no raya that shechita is not an avoider. We're forcing ourselves. We're putting ourselves into the corner. Nobody put us into the corner. We could go like Rav Chisda, but I'm just saying in Svara. In Svara, you could go like Rav Chisda. Really, even something that's an avoida doesn't need a kohen, unless the Torah says it needs a kohen or whatever, right? And taka halacha doesn't need a kohen, and shechita doesn't need a kohen. We don't have a problem. Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna, that's only kabbalah needs a kohen, and zrika needs a kohen, and halacha doesn't need a kohen. Okay, finished. And shechita doesn't need a kohen. But we came and we were mechadish. That avoida, shi'ef shalavatla, is automatically that kind of avoida. That needs a kohen. And that's why we said, according to Rav Shimon, we're going now, Zev, on the side that according to Rav Shimon, halacha doesn't need a kohen. Right? That was the whole point. We're saying, well, this is the klal and kachim. Any avoider that's efshel levatla doesn't need a kohen. Any avoider that's efshel levatla needs a kohen. The Gemara says, on that rule, check the Gemara, shechita. Well, shechita is b'chal not an avoider. Shechita is not an avoider. So the rear leads is telling us pshat. Lav avoider means it's like chulin. But it's not like chulin. Why? Because there's 100 rayas that it's not like home. What does it mean? Could be there's a new pshat. We're trying to understand what the real lanes are saying. The real lanes are saying it's like chulin. But it's not like chulin. It has umpteen halachas that are not like chulin. So why couldn't there also be a din that you need a kohen? Just like halacha needs a kohen. Halacha needs a kohen because he has shalavakla. So all the Gemara was asking was a very edel question. The Gemara wasn't being very aggressive. Very edel question. If you're telling me Yev Shalavatla needs a kohen, so Shechita should also need a kohen. So that's a riot. The Gemara is just asking, that's a riot. Your klal is not right. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, no. Shechita lav avoyde. He's like, the real Yitzhak. What does it mean? It's like chulin. So it doesn't have a requirement of kohen. What do you mean? It has all the other requirements of kachem. It has all the other requirements of kachem. Lishma and Pigul and Misasik and all the other things it has in mind. So why shouldn't it have the requirement of kohen? Somehow, the Gemara holds that epis legabi koyin. This is not an avodah b'chlal. So we need to, and that seems to be what Chaskel is trying to explain. That there's something called sheiros. He's trying to link it to koyin. That's what he's trying to do. But I see we need another shiur on this. We need at least another hour. Okay, we'll stop here now.